The Attorney General Marietta Apiaibrahim has downplayed reports of rising tension between Ghana and Cote d'Ivoire after Ghana filed a lawsuit against Cote d'Ivoire. Ghana and Cote d'Ivoire have had issues with territorial waters in the exploration of oil. This comes after failed negotiations between the two countries in the past few years and as a result of continued receipt of threatening letters from Cote d'Ivoire to oil companies operating in the disputed area. Speaking at the Meet the Press series, the Attorney General gave the assurance that any award from the International Tribunal arbitrating the maritime boundary dispute between Ghana and Cote d'Ivoire will certainly favor Ghana. Dres Jeche reports.
Ghana and Cote d'Ivoire's overlapping claims on their maritime boundaries generate uncertainty on the part of domestic and foreign partners in relation to oil and gas exploration and production. There has been about 10 rounds of bilateral, unsuccessful meetings between the two countries on the issue. The arbitration proceedings opted by Ghana is to address the issue equitably in accordance with international law, which is the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea, UNCLOS. The Attorney General and Minister of Justice, Marietta Apiaibrahim, talks about the arbitration proceedings.
Ghana has commenced the arbitration proceedings with a desire to strengthen the relationship between the two countries by firmly and finally establishing the maritime boundaries. In this way, a situation of certainty will be enhanced, offering further reassurance to Ghana's international partners in the petroleum industry that the boundary is where Ghana says it is. The arbitration will proceed under Part 15 and Annex 7 of the Law of the Sea Convention. It will take place before a tribunal of 5 arbitrators, consisting of 1 appointed by each party and 3 by mutual agreement, that's between Ghana and Cote d'Ivoire.
Mrs. Briopon explained during question time that the two countries are not at loggerheads with each other.
I think we should all understand that this is not a hostile act. If we have been unable to resolve a particular matter, all we are doing is seeking another forum where the matter can be determined to bring certainty and finality to the issue.
The Minister for Energy and Petroleum, Emmanuel Amakufibua, said the maritime dispute has affected the oil industry.
Cote d'Ivoire's claim affects some of the discoveries that we have. So I think this direction will bring certainty and really clear the way for investor confidence in our basis.
The arbitration proceedings might last about 3 years.